This may sound a little odd, but winter is about my favorite time to go hiking, at least here in eastern Kansas. No chiggers or ticks, no poison ivy, no humidity to fight. It can be a little cold, and there's generally not as much around in terms of wildflowers and birds, but there's always plenty to see. A few weeks ago, in late December, I spent a couple of days hiking at the Cross Timber State Park down in Woodson County, a little ways northwest of Chanute. This place used to be called Toronto State Park, but the name was changed in a nod to the local vegetation pattern. Cross Timbers refers to a mix of tall grass prairie interspersed with mixed forest, usually various kinds of oaks. The Cross Timbers cover pretty much the same area that geologists call the Chautauqua Hills. These hills extend from about the town of Toronto in the north, down through Chautauqua County in southern Kansas, and on into Oklahoma and Texas. The land is underlain by sandstone, mostly deposited in a river channel about 300 million years ago. This landscape is distinctive. When I was young, my dad and uncle rented a pasture in these hills down around Elgin, Kansas, hard on the Oklahoma border. For a kid from the relatively treeless prairies of central Kansas, the Chautauqua Hills were exotic country. Rugged sandstone outcrops covered with blackjack oak and post oak. We saw timber rattlers as big around as your arm. And that's another nice thing about winter hiking, no snakes. When I went to Toronto a couple of weeks ago, I didn't see much out of the ordinary. But the hiking was good, especially on days like these, warm enough to be out in short sleeves. Trails here go past ancient trees, some dating back 250 years, growing when George Washington and, yes, Alexander Hamilton were alive. I scared up deer and quail, woodpeckers and songbirds. In places, the trail passed over big blocks of sandstone, their surface covered with ripple marks. Flowing water formed those ripples in the sand in that ancient river channel, ripples that then solidified in the sandstone and are still here, fixed in time, evidence of a different world 300 million years ago. And here's the beauty part. If you're not into winter camping, the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism operates nice warm cabins at many state parks, including the Cross Timbers. Though they call the cabins rustic, they're pretty comfortable. The one I used had a great view of the lake, covered with a skim of ice. And since it was winter, the park was empty and quiet, and the price was right. After a year of turmoil and the promise of more in the coming year, it's nice to go someplace quiet, someplace that doesn't require getting on an airplane or a day-long drive, a place that is oblivious to news cycles and tweets, where time doesn't stand still, but moves in a different and maybe better way.